You're listening to the Closing Mark Report from Illinois Public Media. Let's check the cash grain market. Matt Bennett at TGM in Windsor, Illinois, is on the phone line with us. Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, I saw a little bit of a note that you had to go try to catch a calf today.
Yeah, multifaceted operation around here.
That was a bull. How'd it go? Did you get it? Did you get him in pretty quickly?
Got him in. He tore a gate up, so I'm about $200 down. So,
well, you'll make it up in the marketplace.
Yep.
All right. That's as long as you're on the right side of the market. Tell me about the cash grain market, speaking of that.
Well, there's some stuff moving. You know, some of the processors are looking still for a little bit of stuff, but there's not a whole lot of push. I mean, some of the posted bids are really not pushing much off of them. So it's going to be interesting moving forward. You know, bean base broke just a little bit for us there on Monday, and then we've been pretty steady on both corn and beans since then.
Your opinion of the reason futures broke so hard today, man, 10 cents is difficult to say so hard, but 10 cents in corn on the downside hurts sometimes.
Yeah, it definitely hurts between yesterday and today. You know, we have a break, and I'm not real surprised going into this report. And, you know, I've been talking here recently about locking in some, you know, some floors and just doing something to lock in some value just simply because we've got so much profit here in this corn compared to what our input costs are. I mean, assuming a normal crop, of course, and so there's some things you can do to adjust your position after the fact, but obviously after breaking a quarter, it's kind of frustrating for guys that didn't do anything.
Yeah, how far along would you be? Would you be covering the 15% maybe that's not covered under crop insurance, or how far along?
Well, we look at it a little bit differently, but I think since last fall, we've been advocating getting to a guy to around 25 to 33% based upon getting their inputs paid for and whatnot. And yeah, we can do just the 15%, but on the other hand, I just soon do a little bit more knowing what our input costs are, knowing we can adjust the position if we have to, because we're doing quite a bit on paper right now.
So if you've already got fertilizer on, your nitrogen paid for, or at least costed out, one of the two, and then all of those inputs, so you can really put the pencil to paper and figure out what you need to cover.
Yeah, the nice thing about it is, you know, whenever we were doing that, you know, we paid for all of our inputs with a few less bushels than what we'd be paying for them today, and obviously we still have profit in the market today, so all's not lost by any means, but I just encourage guys to look for profitability and where they can find it. They should go ahead and lock some stuff in.
Is your feeling better about the soybean market than the corn market at this time?
Well, that's a tough call. I mean, obviously, we've got a plethora of beans coming on the market here in the next few months, but, you know, demand is sky high. So whenever I'm looking at fall beans, I still see a pretty good value in selling beans, you know, whenever they're over $13 on the no. I mean, historically, that's an awfully good price. And from an input standpoint, we're not sitting too terribly much higher than what we've been in the past. So I don't have a problem with a guy stepping in and selling a similar percentage on their beans.
What are your bids for the day?
Cash corn, 719, fall, 541. Cash beans, $15, fall, 1290.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Don.
Matt Bennett is with TGM. He's in Windsor, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon. A couple of reminders. If you have not yet picked up your tickets for our all-day Ag Outlook, call this number, 217-333-7300. Let me repeat it for you. It's 217-333-7300. The all-day Ag Outlook is Tuesday, March the 5th at the Beef House, and your $25 ticket includes the entertainment for the day, all those ag markets, and a Beef House luncheon. Well, Beef House, a little continental breakfast as well. It's a really good deal. Call now, 217-333-7300. And don't forget to visit our website at willag.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.